Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who have shared their story in our guest blog series, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Odette Peak, who is a business coach who would like you to find your voice and speak from the soul. Welcome.
Hey, how are you, Trish?
I'm awesome, Odette, and you?
Great, great. COVID time has been actually wonderful.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, it gives us a little bit of time to recharge the batteries, right?
Totally.
I wanted to share with our listening and viewing audience that one of the really awesome things about your story and the thing that I admire the most is that you were extremely authentic and put yourself out there in sharing sort of your journey that started in 2010.
Yeah. The fun part? Do you want to hear all those parts again?
Well, you know, the thing that I wanted to really maybe zone in on is let's talk a little bit about resiliency, because, you know, we all have stuff that happens when we sort of have to recalibrate your personal GPS. So tell us a little bit about how resilient you've become as a result of that journey.
Well, you know, when life, you know, gives you opportunities, and sometimes they look like disasters.
Yeah.
But they really are opportunities to do a check-in with what's going on in your world, what needs to be cleaned up, and all of that kind of stuff. So it's been 10 years now, 11, or nine years, where, you know, everything just kind of fell apart with, you know, starting a new business. And, you know, it's supposed to be an exciting time. And it's, you know, it's difficult at the best of times. But then when things happen around you, which is really common, like I hear a lot of people say, yeah, I'd love to sign up for your program, but life happened and their car broke down or their blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I totally get it. You know, a relationship ending, like a significant relationship ending, both of my parents dying within 2 months of each other and waking up one morning with some sort of crazy acute paralysis in my arms, which turned out to be something simple like thoracic outlet syndrome, which I'd never heard of. And just, it just pinched nerves, basically from stress, and not being able to move. And so when people say, yeah, life happens, like, yeah, life happens. So that was my first 8 months of business and moving to a new city, being that single parent again, and all of that kind of stuff. It's, you have two choices. Hopefully you can't hear my cat just going crazy right now. It's like, you know that phrase do or die. And that was really how I felt, because I really felt like dying, not from a place of I wanted to commit suicide, but just of like everything around me was crumbling. I felt like hell all the time. And it was like, okay, no one's going to hire me if I try to get a job. What am I going to do? And it was just like, I got to do what I got to do. And, you know, that in and of itself, so that's resiliency, but there's always a consequence or a price that you pay for being resilient. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but it's like being able to, for me anyways, it's like, I got to do what I got to do to save myself right now and keep a roof over my head for my kids and you know, food on the table, that kind of thing. So there was a price I did pay, which I then later, when I was able to cope with it, to then deal with it.
Right. Now, I know that one of the things that you do as an entrepreneurial coach is you've kind of zoned in on helping folks like me, actually, be better speakers. So find your story, speak from the soul, and kind of get up on the stage and sort of claim your power and really be authentic with your audience. So tell us, if you had to give somebody one tip, because I think there's lots of folks that think, you know, oh, I can't speak, like I'm really not, and no one wants to hear my story. So, you know, tell me some of the things that you've encountered, because I know you've really done a wonderful job of passing the mic to some great folks who now share their stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, from my own experience, when, you know, just talking about the resiliency piece, what I could handle was not sharing my story, not being vulnerable, not being authentic, and not realizing it at the time, but I was just quote unquote survival mode. So when the dust did settle and I was like, okay, like I have some breathing room, and that took about 3 years. It was like, where do I feel stuck right now? And it was, I need to start sharing my story. I need to share with people what happened, because Okay, now there's a fly.
we're really keeping it real here,
No, flies and cats. I don't know. And so I started to share my story, and I started to speak. And it was the scariest thing ever. And then I realized what is going to make a difference for people in this world as far as creating impact. And that is sharing story. And just somehow it evolved into that. I'm going to start teaching people how to speak. And then it was about helping people understand what is your soul story. So that story that really comes from the heart and soul, which is often your down and out story, right? Your hero's journey, shall we call it. Right. So I just did a 5-day challenge called Speak Up Challenge. And so I had 1200 people register for it, which I thought was so amazing because there's 1200 people who want to share their story. And I'm like, wow, I didn't think of that many people, because there was a time where I'm like, I don't want to share my story.
Right.
And so it was magnificent. And so I would stay up all hours of the night because I was trying to respond to everybody. And I'm like, these stories are fantastic. Right. And yeah, people are scared to share for some of the reasons that you talked about. It's like, who wants to hear my story? And I don't know how to share my story. But when you can really find your own resiliency and share it in a way that captivates an audience but makes you feel good, then you're making a difference in the world. Even if it's one person that is changed by your story, that makes a difference in the world.
So tell me, if you're, we've all heard of stage fright. So, you know, people say you have this wonderful introduction from somebody like yourself, and then, you know, they hand you the mic, and then you kind of freeze for that second or two, and you think, oh my God, what have I done? So what kind of tips do you give people to kind of get over that first stage of stage fright?
You know, you've got to practice. It's, you know, it doesn't, like, I still get stage fright. Like when I did my TEDx talk, I had done a lot of practicing for my TEDx talk. Like, I mean, I practiced up the yin yang. Literally 30 seconds before I'm about to go on, I'm getting mic'd up, and I looked at the lady and I said, I can't go on. I cannot do this. I was like absolutely frozen with fear. And I'm like, why? I know this. It's in my bones. But I got super, super scared. So my mind took over. And I remember I had a little prayer with the universe. And that was a time that I didn't think about the universe. I'm like, universe, what? What does that mean? And I looked up to the universe and I went, okay, you know I know this. You have to pull it out of me. You really do. And the first two lines came from my head. The rest came from my body. And I don't even remember really doing the rest of the TEDx talk. But it's, you got to practice. Practice by yourself, practice just doing your elevator pitch or whatever it is, even if you don't have a talk written. Just get really comfortable talking in clear, concise way, and not babbling on about what you do, why you do it, how you do it, and who you do it for. And you're going to feel much more comfortable to be able to, when someone just passes you the mic and says, hey, tell us what you do. You know, it's just like, yeah, it's already in your head. It's in your body.
Right. Right. I mean, that's really wonderful advice, because the practicing of the story, it's as you say, it's not that you don't know the content, but you want to make sure that you're really articulate with the message, so that we're conveying something clear and concise to the folks who are listening to us, because it's all about making a personal connection, right?
Well, exactly. And if we're worried about what are people going to think, you know, the fear of, is it perfect? Is it right? Is it, you know, and I think with TEDx, because I had memorized the talk, like almost word for word, which I don't necessarily recommend, but it was the thing that I needed to do to feel comfortable. And then it actually was a bit of a problem for me. And it took me about a year to overcome that. And then I realized, what do I need to do? I need to be comfortable to be able to ad lib and just to be able to, you know, as I say, shoot from the hip. And that is a skill that you need to develop. And and I had to get over the fear of, what if I say the wrong thing? And there's no such thing as the wrong thing when it's your story.
No, that's very true. And one of the things that we do in the guest blog series is we finish our stories with three words of advice. And your three words of advice are never give up.
Yeah. That's right. Never give up. You know, I mean, how many times are you 3 feet from gold and you give up and you wonder why something didn't work? And on my challenge, I have a thing called Ask Odette, where it's just ask me anything. And I go live with people. And this one lady, very in particular, she's like, you know, I really want to share my story. And she's a, you know, got a beautiful story. And it's like, I try it and it doesn't work. So then I give up. And I'm like, wow, I didn't realize how quickly people give up.
Right.
And, you know, had I given up, would I be here having a conversation with you and changing the lives that I have? No. So then you're in that perpetual, you know, like your cat chasing the tail. So get really clear on what it is that you want to create, what kind of impact you want to create in the world. Have that visual of it and just make that your sight line, and then never give up. Now, life's going to take you in all different directions, but if that's what you truly deeply want, you can't stop. So, because it will happen 100%.
Well, Odette, I really want to thank you for spending some time with us today, because for our listening and viewing audience, you've given us some really great tips and pointers about the fact that we all have a wonderful story to share. And I'd like to thank you for participating in our live chat today and introducing you to the person behind the logo in Keeping
It
Real.
Yeah, thanks very much, Trish.